Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Keeping your sanity in a mad, mad world is a challenge, but it is possible. The first guideline that enables you to do this is keeping your perspective. A condition which happens when a snowstorm covers the ground and the air is a blur of falling snow is called a whiteout. It's dangerous because you can't tell which way is up or down. Lacking is definition. When you include God in your life, you gain perspective that takes you beyond the whiteout of morality today. You have the confidence that God is there, that He is still in control even when our world appears to be mad. Guideline number 2, have a purpose in life. In the past couple of decades, GPS units, global positioning by satellite, these have become standard equipment for explorers and mountaineers. Now, a GPS unit is a small handheld device that picks up signals from a number of satellites, then fixes your position anywhere on Earth with accuracy that can be measured in inches or millimeters. Boom! It's got your location. You're fixed. You're not lost. And following the fix of knowing God, the next important step is keeping your sanity in a mad, mad world by discovering your purpose in life. Knowing for what purpose God created you is like having a destination towards which you walk, instead of simply walking with the wind at your back, changing directions with whatever wind of popular opinion is in vogue. It's not about you, says Rick Warren. It's about God, and you cannot separate Him from the purpose for which you were created. Denying that life has a purpose leaves you with an existential, do whatever feels good, get your direction from crystals or pop religion, which doesn't keep the fog of depression and confusion from shrouding your soul with uncertainty. Friedrich Nietzsche grew up in one of the most beautiful areas of Germany, in a village surrounded by lakes, forests, and streams. Yet, closing the door on God, he fathered the God is Dead movement. His life was ended, though, in a mental institution where the insane were housed. A purpose in life also gives meaning to your life. How you spend your money, what you do with your time, your talents. Do you use them for pleasure or to bless others? Paul reminded Timothy, "We brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out." But that reality has been lost on those who live without purpose. They forget that where we are ultimately going, you cannot use traveler's checks or credit cards or make reservations at the Marriott or Hilton. They forget that you can't call ahead or send supplies for the journey. They forget there are no pockets in shrouds or U-Haul trailers behind the hearse that takes the deceased to the cemetery. Having a purpose means you know what you're living for and whom you are living for. Writing to the folks who lived in a Roman city known as Philippi, a beautiful one at that, Paul said, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." Take the challenge of praying, "God, if you are there, show me yourself, and I'll believe in you. Forgive me for wandering around in darkness, and reveal your Son Jesus Christ to me in such a way I can believe in you." Then turn to John 3 in the New Testament, and leave the mad, mad world behind. Jesus said, "Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness." Having the right perspective and discovering your purpose in life go hand in hand together. Getting the basics right will give you strength to survive in the mad, mad world of the 21st century. We'd be glad to send you this series in print, or better yet, you can print it out for yourself if you have access to the internet. Our homepage is guidelines.org. Click on the date for today.